Last night, the Hillsborough County Transportation Task Force held the second of its 12 planned meetings this month being conducted to inform county citizens about a possible one-cent referendum for rail and other transportation projects on the 2010 ballot. Although the emphasis has been about the funding becoming crucial for Tampa to begin to construct a light rail system, Lucia Garces, speaking for the Transportation Task Force, said part of the meeting is to learn what other projects that the public wants that tax to go towards.
Defining projects, kind of what is this package of projects that will be included in a potential referendum package? And it is not just the transit piece, but a belief that there are other mobility projects that need to be included. And so what will those be? And part of this listening tour that we are engaged in now with TBARTA, HART, and MPO is to hear what other projects might be a part of that package.
Garces said the plans for the county to generate a total of $178 million if the one-cent referendum passes next year. She said the task force is also looking at non-transit mobility needs that aren't rail or bus. And she said cities in the county have put in their request for transportation money, with planned cities coming in over $500 million. Also, she said there are projects approved for funding that will now have to come off the boards.
And they will either be unfunded or delayed, about 320 million of them. So there is a list of projects that cannot be done. And the issues associated with that are really a reduction in the collection of the community investment tax and our bonding capacity. We are limited, and so it's a funding and a financing issue that are causing us to have to delay $320 million worth of transportation projects.
Garces says a figure being discussed by the Hillsborough County Transportation Task Force is up to 25% of those revenues from the penny cent sales tax going to non-transit activities. Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner asked if trails would be part of non-transit. The task force's Lucia Garces said trails, sidewalks, and continued intersection improvements might be part of that mix. Beckner then asked another fundamental question about the potential tax.
As how long they foresee the surtax may need to go on, or a target pool that of money, of dollars that need to be raised to fulfill all of our transportation needs and obligations that we'd like to achieve.
The number on kind of just the working number of how long the transit surtax might work is the number that's been put out there for discussion purposes is a 30-year tax. And we use that because it parallels the community investment tax.
County Commissioner Mark Sharp said he was concerned about too much money being directed away from transit.
But we also have to make sure that we're able to complete the plan, which would include our bus expansion and the rail line with the existing tax. And the concern that I have, and I think other members will begin to express, is if we try to put too much on there, or we put too many road projects, and then we can't complete the entire project. Even this question about which way we go first, we go the north line first, the west line first, as part of this multimodal plan. Well, neither of the lines work by themselves. They have to be ultimately connected, and we want them to go through the airport. So we just got to make sure as we plan out that we have revenue in place to complete the whole package.